You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
Yes, another weekly quick tip. Baby, we're back. Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. And today we are talking about public speaking, which features as an important part of any fundraiser's life, whether you're talking to volunteers, whether you're talking to potential donors, whether you're making a presentation to your board or your CEO or the rest of the staff. How you present yourself and how you speak in front of a room full of people or a small group of people in a meeting room, that can be the difference between them taking action or forgetting what you've said as soon as they leave the room and carrying on with their lives. And so it's important that we come across well and that we motivate people to do our bidding. Now, coming from me, years ago, I had a very, very strong fear of public speaking. I hated it. I lost sleep over it. And I put in work over the years to become a better speaker. And I want to share some of the tips I've gained over those years here today. And now, I mean, I'm a public speaker. That is my full-time job. That's what I do. And I actually kind of love it sometimes, although I still feel nervous. So there's a few things that I've learned that I want you to focus on when you're trying to become a better public speaker. First of all, the big hurdle that we need to get over is mindset. Usually it is coming into public speaking. We have this fear, and it's something that just sits inside of our brain. Whatever reason, we don't want to get up. We're afraid people are going to laugh at us. We're afraid of what's going to happen. So we have to get over that. We're going to start by getting into a power stance. We're going to start by getting our adrenaline going. So before you have to make a presentation, before you have to speak, try jogging on the spot, try doing some push-ups, try wrestling with someone or doing whatever physical activity you need to do to get the blood going. That is going to help you present. It's going to bring energy into your presentation, and it's going to make you a better public speaker. Remember that the people you're talking to are on the same side as you. Even though they're standing or sitting there facing you, looking in a different direction, and it feels like they're against you, whenever you're making a presentation, people want you to do well. They're not wishing for you to fail, no matter how much it feels like that. They don't want to waste their time listening to you. They want this to go well, and they want to either be entertained or be motivated or hear something really good and positive from you. So remember that everyone is on the same side of you, and try and get over that hurdle of thinking they're against you. A lot of our time in public speaking is about faking it until you make it. Have you heard that phrase? So you want to pretend you're confident. And this is what I try and do when I get up on stage. If you've ever seen me speak, I am completely insecure. I have huge amounts of emotional baggage and social anxiety. But I try and pretend for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, for an hour, however long it is, I just try and switch it off. And I go in and I give it everything I got and try and pretend I'm the most confident person in the world. And people believe it. Yes, you crash afterwards. Yes, you go and hide in your room and avoid people for the day afterwards. But you have made an impact, and people come away thinking that you're an expert and you know what you're talking about. Remember that nobody notices what you notice. So if you feel like your voice is croaking, if you feel like you're getting red, if you feel like you've missed something that you were trying to say or you've lost your place, people generally don't notice these things unless you draw attention to it. So try not to draw attention to it. Try not to apologize for anything. Just carry on as if it's the way it's meant to be. Just own it and move on, and people will carry on with you. They don't know what you're supposed to look like. They don't know what you're supposed to have said. They'll just go along for the ride. So don't apologize. Don't draw attention to any mistakes you make or anything you're insecure about, unless it's part of your act, part of your performance, and you're using a bit of self-deprecation to get people on side with you. Now, we're going to focus a bit on body language. There's a few areas of your body language I want you to focus on. First of all, your feet and your legs and your movement. When we get nervous, we have a tendency to shuffle our feet, shuffle our legs, and that becomes a bit distracting for people. They start to focus on that, and it starts to detract from what we're saying. So what you want to do is try and plant your feet. Imagine your feet or your shoes are nailed to the floor. So you're not going to move your feet at all. You're not going to shuffle your legs at all. You're just going to stand completely still in the bottom half of your body. As you get a bit more confident and a bit more cocky, you might start moving across the stage, doing what we call moving with purpose. So not just pacing nervously, but actually moving to one side of the stage or the area and speaking and presenting on that particular topic or that particular part of your presentation, and then moving back to another stage and mixing up a bit, but not pacing, not running around nervously. Your hands are going to be out in front of you. Imagine you're carrying some logs. Imagine you're showing the audience your palms. We want your body language to be open. The more open your body language is, the more people are going to feel like they're invited in and that they're welcome into what you're saying. So definitely not crossing your arms, definitely not hands in your pockets, definitely not putting your hands behind your back so people think you're hiding something. Let's try and bring your hands out in front of you. Let's try and use gestures that you would use when you're having a conversation with someone. Your arms aren't going to be flailing around, but let's try and get a bit of movement going, a bit of gesticulation, if you will, to emphasize some of the points you're making. Consider your eye contact. Try and make eye contact with people in the audience. If you make eye contact with someone in the audience, even for just a couple of seconds in your presentation, then they're going to feel for the entire presentation that you're talking directly to them. They're going to feel it. If you don't make eye contact with someone at any stage, then they're going to feel like your speech, your presentation, what you're saying is for someone else. So try and skim across the audience, spend a couple of seconds on each person or each area of the room and move around. Don't look over the audience. Don't look down at the floor. Try not to look at the PowerPoint slides behind you or spend too much time looking at your notes, although there's no problem looking at your notes, but try and make eye contact with the audience and bring them inside. Now, your voice, we want a bit of volume. You're talking to the back of the room. So if the people in the back two corners of the room can hear you really easily, then everyone can hear you. We don't want people to struggle to hear what you're saying because then they're going to switch off. They're going to start looking at the phones. So you want to fill the room. So speak louder than feels comfortable. It's almost going to feel like shouting to you a bit, but you want to project your voice. It's going to feel weird, but for the audience, it's going to feel like you're a presenter. Consider warming your voice up before you speak. So I know someone who does a lion's roar into the mirror. If you feel like singing before you go up on stage, just get your voice worked out a little bit before you go on stage. We want a bit of vocal variety, and we want to change the pace of what we're saying. So you're going to get louder at some points. You're going to get quieter if you're presenting maybe something a bit poignant or emotional. You're going to slow down and pause at particular moments so that people can soak in what you're saying. Completely not what I'm doing on this podcast, because I'm trying to cram in as much as I can in 10 minutes, because otherwise I get complaints from people for going on too long. But you're going to really slow down. So you might even say have less content than you think you really should. Bring it down to the bare minimum and really pace yourself. Talk really slow. Have some pauses in there to emphasize what you're saying. When you need to, you're going to get really fast and you're going to bring that pace up and you're going to get louder. And then other times you're going to get quieter and you're going to deliver that somber message. And you're going to move it around so that it feels like a bit of a roller coaster of a speech, because it keeps people's attention and it keeps them interested rather than that monotonous tone that your old university lecturer used to have. Remember that? Really annoying. Now, consider the message that you're going to have in your speech. We want to keep it as simple as possible. Remember, your audience doesn't know what you're going to be saying. And so you got to assume that you're starting from nothing. I'm not saying that your audience are going to be idiots, but let's face it, probably a lot of them are going to be. But we want to just keep it simple because they don't know what you're thinking. They don't know everything that's brought you to this point. So you want to talk to them as if you're starting from scratch, because you are. So try and make it as basic as possible. Try and make it easy to follow and then develop the ideas. Don't assume they know anything. Delve into the stuff that you're talking about. Explain it a little bit. In fundraising, we always talk about storytelling, and that's the same in any presentation that we have. If you can bring in stories, if you can bring in anecdotes, it's going to make your content more memorable and it's going to stay with them when they leave the room. Think about your audience and what they want to get out of it. Why are they in the room? Why are they here? They might be forced to be there, or they might have chosen to be there, but just try and get into their minds and think, okay, what are they going to get out of the speech? It's not just you talking about themselves, but how are you going to have a positive impact on them? What's going to change for them? And why should they listen to you? And then think in every speech, in every presentation, what do you want people to do? What action do you want them to take? And this is the point of every speech. You are changing the course of someone's life here. Even if it's only a couple of degrees, even if it's just slightly bending their timeline, what you say is going to have an impact on that. So give them that call to action. Give them that single thing that you want them to do and just motivate them to take that action or to make that little tweak in their life, which is going to change the course of their life and change the course of yours, because it's going to be down the path that you ideally want them to get down. The final secret of public speaking, unfortunately, is there is no big secret to public speaking. It's practice. You want to practice, practice, practice. I really recommend Toastmasters. You've probably heard me talk about it. If you go to Toastmasters.com, you'll find a club local to you. But there's plenty of other ways that you can practice public speaking. Consider making a habit for you and your team or your organization to do presentations to each other just to practice. Present to your cat, present to your kids, present to your family, present to your friends. Put yourself out of that comfort zone and get rid of those cobwebs. Present to people in safe spaces and make your mistakes there. So then when you're doing that important presentation to your volunteers, to your donors, potential donors at an event or to your board, when you're doing those important speeches, you've already made your mistakes. You've already got rid of those initial fears. You're still going to have the fear. You're still going to feel nervous, but you'll have practiced so much that I've been talking about, the body language, the voice, the message, those are all going to come more naturally to you and you can focus more on the audience that you're talking to. Best of luck. And if I can be of any help in helping you practice those important presentations, then please do get in touch with me. Come back and listen to the next podcast on Thursday. We'll have another amazing guest and we'll be back with another quick tip next week. Why do I keep saying we?
Listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code podcast. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.